It's very good in our view that the government has decided to use voluntary disarmament as the approach. And we are seeing that they are putting community chiefs, local commissioners in charge together with the police. And the SPLA, the army, is only standing by in case of violence and major resistance. This is positive. Of course, what we hope to see is that this is operationalized in a way that the communities do give up their weapons and that force is not being used at all. And of course, when the communities, all the affected, have handed over their weapons, that is when the disarmament process has been successful.
Well, Citizens Fear Forceful Disarmament is UNMISS involved in monitoring and ensuring that the army follows due process?
UNMISS has a mandate to protect civilians. We will therefore monitor carefully what is happening. We will have presence on the ground with our troops. We have already significant deployments into Zhongli State in all the three areas where the communities are. But we also likely to have joint monitoring teams with presence from the government institutions that are not involved in disarmament, such as the Human Rights Commission, the Peace Commission, and our own components of the mission. And we hope to have community leaders as part of those joint monitoring teams. With those present also in the area, we hope to see that there is a verification process that is solid.
What is UNMISS's role, if any, in safeguarding the civilian disarmament process?
UNMISS's role is primarily a monitoring function. We are in a position to support a process which is voluntary. So we have discussed with the government support in sensitization. We can also assist in relation to collection and safe storage of weapons. However, so far we have not agreed in any specific way any support with the government, but we have discussed the issue of joint monitoring and we expect that to move forward.
On several occasions, the government has stated that if people do not voluntarily give up their weapons, there'd be use of force. How does UNMISS apply its protection of civilian mandate in this case?
The government has said that use of force with the use of the SPLA, the army, will be a last resort. I think it is everybody's wish that all communities hand over their weapons voluntarily. It's critical that the process is conducted in a peaceful manner, which shows that there is a simultaneous approach. So all communities are disarmed at the same time in a sequential way. And if the process is credible, we think it's more likely that communities will give up their weapons voluntarily. Clearly, if there is use of force in the end, we will not be in a position to support that from the UN side and from UNMISS side. And we hope to see a process well managed so this can be avoided.
One final question. How can the different communities trust that they are all being disarmed at the same time?
The plan so far implies that Zhongli State has been divided in sectors and the process will be simultaneous so that within each sector one goes one area by one area. And so the intention is a fully simultaneous process. This is critical. If that does not happen, communities will suspect that others are not disarmed and they are. And this will create a lot of resistance and a lot of problems. So what we also hope to see is that the community leaders not only engage actively in the disarmament process and lead it, but also that community leaders can be present in the monitoring process. That would allow them to communicate information to their own people that actually the others are being disarmed. If they're present and can watch it with their own eyes, then it is more likely that their own people will believe it. There is a lot of suspicion out there, and I think if their own community leaders can tell that I'm seeing it with my own eyes, it's more likely that they will trust that information. So that's why we think it's critical that community leaders also participate in the monitoring.